The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And I hope that sometime soon he will make that decision. Right. Everybody said, well, he's old and all that. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. He has great judgment.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Well, whenever I'm confused, I just check my underwear. It holds the answer to all the important questions.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Mr. President, welcome to The Daily Show.
You remember Beatlemania? Where those four guys, they dressed, went on stage and they looked like you, and then they played Beatles songs, and that was awesome.
It's America.
When members of the president's family travel with him, does the president or the members of his family reimburse the federal government for their travel expenses?
I actually don't know how that works.
I know nothing.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
My focus is to stay focused. You know what else I say? It's not the heat. It's the humidity. Mighty oaks from little acorns grow. I learned that from all those things from Joe Biden. Brandon, we call him. He's from Delaware. Brandon Falls. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Jimmy Carter said he doesn't care who gives his eulogy, as long as they use a teleprompter.
Teleprompter doesn't mean anything to Brandon. Briefing Brooks. Cue cards even wouldn't make a difference. Nothing helps Brandon.
Come on, man. I single-handedly stopped the bank run. And it's not the first time, either. I remember when I was growing up in Scranton, my father passed away, leaving me in charge of the savings and loan. Old man Potter tried to start a bank run, but I said, get ready, Bal. Well, son of a gun, Corn Pop put him in a wheelchair. Not a joke.
Biden still remembers his first wife, Donna Reed. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Launder that money, Major. Major Biden, launder that money. Good dog.
I still think, you know, it could be Major could be the third member of the family that's involved in this thing. Not that I'm, you know, particularly optimistic about getting to the bottom of anything, especially since Treasury has had 2 months to purge the records.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was bank collapse season already. I still have my train derailment declarations up.
That was a meme online, but it needed to be said on the Chump Line.
Now that Jimmy Carter no longer holds the title of worst president in our lifetime, what better person to give his eulogy than the guy who took that title?
That's right. I guess you're right. It's kind of like... Someone is the MVP gives the eulogy for the old MVP, or in this case, the LVP, the least valuable president.
At first, no one realized when the turtle fell that it was serious enough to crack his shell. We can only hope that this mope starts to see things the right way when he gets well.
I wouldn't get my hopes up, Limerick guy. He's been in the swamp for a very long time.
Gee, politicians come into New Hampshire for the Democratic and Republican primary. Wow. Hope they stay in the southern part of the state so traffic doesn't get held up.
I don't know. I don't see a lot of traffic delays with any of the current crop of contenders. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I would like to see a Republican and a Democrat primary, and I would like to see the Democrats make sure that they get it done before South Carolina just to stick it to Joe.
On a conference call this week, Senator Mark Kelly Ayotte asked if we can censor information on socialist media to prevent more spam. Bankrupt greed. I said we needed to do what FDR did. Get on television and talk about the princess of greed.
That was a pretty good one. Senator Mark Kelly Ayotte. That was my favorite part of it.
Joe Biden said that no one is above the law, except, of course, for Hunter, Joe, and the entire Biden crime family.
Right. And other assorted Democrats who do the right thing by the Biden crime family.
Lovey, I can't believe this bank crisis. Thank gosh my trust fund is protected by FDIG, Federal Deposit Insurance for Gigolos.
I remember in 2004 he was pushing for higher taxes for Americans, and we checked out his and Lovey's portfolio, and guess what? They were heavily, heavily invested in municipal bond funds. And you know what municipal bond funds, the attraction is? No taxes. No taxes. But hey, he's a Democrat. Consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said.
Howie, I got a good recommendation for Silicon Bank. You know Sam Bankman-Fried? He's in mommy's basement. Let's bring him out of retirement.
He could be the executor, maybe? Take out what little bit remains? Of course, there plenty remains now that they've gotten an infusion of cash from this new federal instrument of... income redistribution.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the chump line. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. It's you can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear a second brand new chump line of new messages, we have one. It includes the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's the second chump line of the day. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. It's posted every evening, weekdays, around 7 p.m. Again, Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day. Today's chump line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Come on, man. I single-handedly stopped the bank run, and it's not the first time either. I remember when I was growing up in Scranton, my father passed away, leaving me in charge of the savings and loan. Old man Potter tried to start a bank run, but I said, "Get ready, Bal." Well, son of a gun, Corn Pop put him in a wheelchair. Not a joke.
And I said his first wife was Donna Reed, and 860 said Donna Reed was hot. Yes, she was. She wasn't bad-looking in the Donna Reed show, but she was better-looking in It's a Wonderful Life, for obvious reasons. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242 and mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is: if you were a Democrat voter in New Hampshire, who would you vote for in the first presidential primary next January? Joe Biden, Marianne Williamson, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
67% say RFKJ. Marianne Williamson gets 25%. Now 8% say Joe Biden.
His son, Connor, he's the one who went out with Taylor Swift. He graduated from Deerfield with my daughter. He was the first member of the class to be arrested in December after graduation. Some kind of brawl out in Aspen or Vail, somewhere like that. Anyway, 844-500, famous Kennedys I have known, sort of. Stop me if you've heard this one before. An academic female has been busted for falsely claiming academic indigenous heritage. No, it's not the fake Indian. This is a different fake Indian. This is in Canada, in Labrador, Newfoundland. Memorial University President Vian Timmons decided to go on voluntary paid leave. Is that anything like a vacation? After she became engulfed in a scandal surrounding her claimed indigenous heritage. In a statement released yesterday, Timmons apologized for any pain her disputed claims to indigenous heritage have caused. Memorial University is an academic institution located in Newfoundland and Labrador, it says, a Canadian province. I didn't know they were combined. She claims that she has never benefited from her indigenous ancestry, which she maintains is different from indigenous identity. Her pawpaw told her she had high cheekbones, so of course she assumed. I don't know what she said. "While I have shared that I am not Mi'kmaq," is that anything? Mi'kmaq? "And I do not claim an indigenous identity, questions about my intentions in identifying my indigenous ancestry and whether I have benefited from sharing my understanding of my family." She's been sharing her understanding of my family's history. That's worded a little more disingenuously than Elizabeth Warren did. "Have sparked important conversations on and beyond our campus." She says she stopped calling herself indigenous in 2009. However, public documents, including a CV, curriculum vitae, or resume as recent as 2016, show she claimed membership in the tribe over a longer period of time. CBC News has found references as late as 2018. Oh, no. Oh, no. How this is how, I, you know, I think this is a bigger problem even in Canada than America. Didn't they have a member of the cabinet in Justin Trudeau's band of phony balonies that was claiming to be a fake was claiming to be an Indian? Turned out she was a fake Indian. Oh, here it is. Yeah. More recently, Dylan White Duck, chief of Kitigan and Anishinaabeg, accused a purported Native American social justice organization of not actually being run by Native Americans. Oh, this is a different one. And distributing fake ID cards to people who are not Native American. That's when I first knew that she was a fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, when a real Indian called up the show, a real Native American, and said, if you're a certified American Indian, you have a BIA card, Bureau of Indian Affairs. And of course, she had no such thing. No such thing whatsoever. 844-500-4242-603. Why would you vote for RFK Jr. in New Hampshire Democrat primary? Because he's running against Joe Biden and Marianne Williamson. And I would want to register a protest vote. That's why. I mean, I think it's pretty clear, isn't it? I mean, I think it's a pretty simple choice. I mean, again, he's nothing to write home about, and he's a terrible guy. You can read all about him, and I think Kennedy Babylon 2, the second volume I wrote about the Kennedy family scandals. He's had a very shady, dodgy past, but still, I would take him over either of those other two. 844-500-4242. FYI, Cal Penn is a former official in Obama administration and star of movie Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. I have no idea who he is. I'm not even going to play most of these Brandon cuts, but we got a few to play here today. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Howie, I found some information today that I don't know if you know this, but I think you'd find it very funny. Do you know that Bonnie Frank is related to the Shemp Howard of the Three Stooges?
No, I did not know that.
Well, I just told your assistant that if you Google Shemp Howard related to Bonnie Frank, it gives you the chain of relatives, and he's a second cousin or first cousin of one of the Three Stooges, actually, because they're all brothers. So there's the reason why he's so wacky.
Yeah, but he's not as funny as the Three Stooges, not by a long shot. He was raised in the same New Jersey town as this guy named Harold K.O. Konigsberg, who was like a bodyguard for the mob guys in New Jersey. The last of Longy Zwillman, the last Jewish boss in New Jersey. And he's written about Harold K.O. Konigsberg. He was this crazy guy, and he used to, when he'd do a mugshot, he'd snarl. And I remember seeing a picture of him in the 60s in Life magazine. I still remember it. It was so crazy. But that's the only person I knew he was related to who was, or not related to, but he knew. He grew up in the same neighborhood with K.O. Konigsberg, which is a good name, you have to admit, for a gangster. 844.
So Howie, Shemp was married to Babe Frank, who was Barney's father's cousin.
Oh, so it's very distant. Yeah, very distant. But that's close enough, I guess. You know? He could go to a Three Stooges retrospective, right? Of course, there's no one left from the Three Stooges to actually go and sign autographs or anything like that. They probably don't get too many calls anymore on the nostalgia circuit. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's play some of these Biden cuts here from the Daily Show, and he was filling some he was with some guy who was filling in named Cal Penn. I'm sure I should know who he is, but you know what? I'm not going to look him up. Cut 18.
I understand them worrying. I understand. I don't know whether people realize, a lot of parents realize, how much of a burden this is.
Yeah.
You get out of school. There were no jobs when you graduated because of the pandemic. You got a debt that is, in most cases, exceeding $10,000 loan you got or grant you got.
Yeah.
And it's really a gigantic burden. You want to grow the economy. You want these people being able to go out and make a down payment on a home, be able to go out and start a business, be able to go out and...
What about the people who are picking up the tab?
Free to the debt so they can invest in things that they
Maybe
care
Maybe they
about.
Want to buy a home.
And it's just so short-sighted, if you know.
This is the crazier one. Now remember, he's on record, and so is Nancy Pelosi, is saying he does not have the right, the executive does not have the right to excuse a debt. Congress could do it if they wanted to, but he can't do it by fiat. He can't just issue an executive order. But now he's rewriting constitutional law. Or someone, one of his caregivers is rewriting constitutional law. Cut 17. Okay, we'll get that one. Let's have him just beginning a sentence and then quitting on it. Cut 15.
Guess what? Commitments for $300 billion in investments over the next 10 years to build these chips. We invented the chips. We made them. We made them much more sophisticated. We used to be anyway.
I'm just babbling, and for once in my worthless, tawdry life, I realized I'm babbling. So I'm just going to stop the sentence by saying anyway. Cut 7. Okay, how about cut 3?
And so I got a phone call from my, true story, from my eldest granddaughter saying, can we have a family meeting? You probably are aware if it's around here. We have a tradition in the Biden family. Any child can ask for a family meeting. It doesn't often happen, but you take it seriously.
Like, for instance, Hunter was calling one time from the Chateau Marmont, and his credit card wasn't going through, and he was having a problem paying the Ukrainian hookers he was with. And he thought the Russians had stolen a couple of his laptops, and his cocaine dealer had come up from South Central and was looking for him with a gun. So that meeting had to be handled by Zoom because we had the door locked. We sent the Secret Service over to protect him, even though I wasn't the vice president anymore. That's all. All right. Did they come back or not? Okay. Cut 7.
And what happened was Mother Nature let her wrath be seen in the last 2 years. For example, I have traveled in helicopter over more forest area burned to the ground than the entire state of Maryland. That's how much is burned to the ground. Floods. Droughts, all the things. And so people can't deny it.
Because they've never happened before.
They can't deny
floods and
the
droughts
fact.
And fires.
And I've traveled the world. I've gone to all the COP meetings around the world, meaning the meetings on climate.
He's been around the world in a plane. He's settled revolutions in Spain. He saw a fire the size of Maryland, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. We'll get that other one in a little while. John from New York giving us an update on the markets. What's going on, John?
Place is like a third world country anymore. No electric, no food. banks closing down. It's just
right. But if you know somebody, it's really like the third world, because if you know somebody, everything can be taken care of. You just got to spread around enough cash.
It's unbelievable. Well, listen, I just want to tell you, they stabilized the banks today. At least it's not a complete crap show. But, you know, the inflation data came out, that was bad, and the market was up. But, you know, the banks, given that they, you know, proposed some sort of bailout, whatever, nobody knows exactly what it is except the Silicon Valley boys got paid off. the banks really didn't trade that well today. They were up a little bit, but given, you know, how horrendous it's been in this space, I think really what's happened is the Federal Reserve and the woman in San Francisco that runs the Federal Reserve of San Francisco, Mary Daly, you were asking the other day who was responsible for this.
Yeah.
So basically the Federal Reserve is responsible for, you know, basically reviewing these banks on an annual basis. And even though they weren't subject to the most onerous stress test, once a quarter, the banks have to file with the Federal Reserve a report. So this is just a clear case of lack of supervision from the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, and Mary Daly. Right. She's a real woke governor.
Well, apparently this guy Greg Becker, who was the head of SVB, was on the board of the San Francisco Reserve, right?
Absolutely. That's not that uncommon that a lot of times they'll have the local bank guys on the board. It is uncommon that the bank goes bankrupt, though.
In a swindle.
But this thing, I mean, everybody I talk to, the investors I talk to, they call me and they say the same thing. They say, this country's like third world now. We got $200 billion banks going down. You're paying five times for power. And everybody wants a bailout, like you said. And in a way, you can't really blame people for wanting a bailout the way they're handing money out.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I think I should have grabbed for the PPP money. I just didn't want to deal with it because I thought somehow, right, whenever I've dealt with the government, it's come back to bite me. But all these people got away with taking all this PPP money, you know, and they haven't had to pay it back. And you know what? Again, I'm not saying they committed any crimes by taking it, but it was like a free money giveaway if you owned a business. I mean, even people who barely owned businesses got, you know, some little kiss in the mail.
Yeah, no, I could have taken it, but I feel like with the stress I've suffered recently with this market, I have my daughter's wedding coming up, so I really don't think I should have to pay for it.
No, but it looks like nobody's having to pay for it. That's the thing. I'm just looking at the Wall Street Journal editorial here. The biggest surprise Monday was that the new deposit guarantees and Fed liquidity facility didn't do more to calm markets. Perhaps investors suspect the problems on bank balance sheets or income statements run deeper than jittery depositors. And I think that is to do with the third world aspect of it, John. I mean, people just look at what's going on and they say there's, you know, this country is hollowed out.
It's ridiculous. And you were speaking about the energy. I just wanted to give you one quick note on that. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal about a week ago, PJM, which is it's sort of the regional power provider for the Mid-Atlantic. They issued a report and they said within 6 years they're not going to have enough power. They handle the Mid-Atlantic states. But more importantly, when New England's out of power or the Midwest is out of power, they send power there. So nobody even is responding to that. It's the same thing. They're just closing old power plants down, not replacing them.
Yeah, because, again, as I said, they think there's some adult somewhere who's going to supply everybody with power. But we're running out of adults.
It's pretty ugly. But the bank recovery today was not good. So I was just letting you know. I mean, I think this will stop the runs, what they did, you know, in the banks, you know, in terms of people lining up. But you could just tell the way the market's acting. I think what it is, they don't believe the Fed. Now the Fed screwed this up in terms of supervision. So they're rightly saying, well, how do we know all the other banks are in good shape if you guys didn't know this one was in good shape? And it's a reasonable question, I think.
Yeah, it is. And Barney Frank has no answers for us, does he?
No. Well, the only thing they've been able to come up with is blame Trump. But that story about them easing bank regulations is BS because these banks have to file quarterly reports with the Federal Reserve. Actually, they're publicly available. They're called call reports. It's similar to like a quarterly earnings report that a company reports.
Yeah.
They have to be filed directly with the Federal Reserve once a quarter. So there's no way the Federal Reserve didn't know that this bank was deteriorating. Now, I don't invest in it, so I didn't know about it. I wasn't really following it. But, like, how a high school math student could figure this out?
Well, apparently the officials of the bank were able to figure it out because they sold all their stock.
Well, and they paid themselves bonuses, too, on top of that, right before the bank went out.
Right, right. Very nice, huh?
Welcome to Biden America. Welcome to, like I say, it's really third world. That's the new phrase I think we should use from now on. third world country, you know?
Yeah, I know. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. That's Bob Dylan talking about Tijuana. I think he's talking about the U.S. right now. That's why he got the Nobel Prize, John. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling in. Always a pleasure to talk with you. As he so often does, the president blamed the bank panic on the Trump administration, in this case for modifying some 2010 Dodd-Frank Act rules. He seems to be referring to the 2018 bipartisan banking law, which raised the threshold for systemically important financial institution classification to $250 billion in assets from $50 billion. But not even Barney Frank, the Dodd-Frank co-author, believes that's to blame. The point of the 2018 law was to ease costly compliance burdens on mid-sized banks that made them less competitive with the giants, which benefit from a lower cost of funding owing to their implicit government backstop. Now they all have an implicit government backstop, though, right? If you bail one out, you can't not bail another one out. Excessive Dodd-Frank regulation was driving more deposits to big banks. Ugh, what a mess. He's right. It's such a mess. 844-500-4242-339. Remember the old Edison plant at Southie? The sky near it was always a yellow color. You never had to worry about a blackout, though. You know, that was the thing. And I don't know. I was pretty damn close to that plant for a long time. I'm doing okay. Knock on wood, I don't have a lung disease other than my incipient emphysema, which I used to claim that I didn't need to wear a mask. I couldn't wear a mask, actually. It would be hazardous to my health. 844-500-4242-781. Barney Frank is a one-man economic wrecking ball. He was to blame for the 2008 collapse. Yes, he was. Yes, he was, because he wanted to have Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae just be allowed to just give out all kinds of money to whatever indigents wanted more money, and just kept running up the stakes, and the whole system almost totally melted down. That was the Great Recession. And so Senator Sununu, John Sununu, Chris Sununu's older brother, he tried to tighten up the regs, and they said, oh, it's racist to tighten up the regs. How'd that one work out for everybody, including the people who were benefiting from the low interest, no interest mortgage loans in the inner city? 844-500-4242. The BOGO deal on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is back. For 1 week, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier buy one, get one sale is on. Winter is still here, which means doors and windows are shut. Obviously, they're shut tonight. Therefore, odors are at their worst. Buy one and get one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier free so you can take care of cooking, tobacco, or pet odors, or automobile odors, too, smoke odors. My wife rented a car when she got back to Boston yesterday, and it had the smoky smell in it. And she put it in an Eden Pure, and she told me today the smoke smell is all gone out of the car. It's great. This offer is for 1 week only. Many friends and listeners of the show, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier, and so does the mailroom manager, and even before yesterday. So many listeners have made multiple purchases since they bought the first of these powerful air purifiers that are small enough to hold in your hand. We were given a scented lavender air freshener as a gift recently. Usually we love lavender, but this was beyond horrible. But even worse, according to the mailroom manager, was the smoke smell in that car. And it's gone now. The air is smelling pure and clean again. No fake lingering aromas either. Take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer today before it expires. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
in a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
You know, I spent 7 years in indentured servitude at the worst radio company in the world, known as Intercon. Now it's known as Odyssey. But it won't be known as that for long because it's about to file for bankruptcy. It's down to 14 cents, and every day I keep checking it all day long. 14 cents. It's about to do a reverse split, 10 for 1, although I don't know what that means when it's 14 cents. So it'd be a buck 40, so in like 3 weeks it'll be down under a buck again. So what are they going to do? But anyway, I really enjoy it, and every day we like when it reaches a new all-time low, closes at a new all-time low, we like to have a little tribute to it. So this is a song that has the lyric. This is a version of a song, a splicing together, a compilation of songs with the number 14 in them.
14 on the right, 14 on the left.
14,
14,
14,
14,
14.
14. You know what I'm waiting for? I don't know if I'll get to it before I go for the next couple months. I'm waiting for Love Potion number 9. Let's get it down into single digits. Single digits. I have a sentimental attachment to that number. That was my draft number. Number nine? Is it the Beatles? All right. Thank you, Taylor. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, a few minutes ago you were talking about that loser trying to steal Native American heritage and then the
yes.
fake Indian got involved. So I just had my physical today at the Leahy, and I was told I have high blood pressure. So can I check the blocks? Have high blood pressure? What's the parameters?
I don't know, Rocky. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, greetings from Cloudy Town, Burlington, Vermont, the third cloudiest state in the country with the most amount of solar panels per square capita.
And you have more, according to the Wall Street Journal today, you have more carbon emissions than you had before you shut down the nuclear plant.
We are the greenest state in the country with the least amount of footprint, but we have the highest fuel taxes in the nation, believe that. And get this, Howie, you know what our crazy, lame brain, transplanted trust fund, liberal, clueless, gold spoon fed legislators have done? They're voting through a 40 to 70 cent a gallon tax on fossil fuels that you use to heat your home. They want you to go electric.
So how is the electric power going to be generated, Tim? That's obviously the underlying question, isn't it? And they don't have an answer for it. Because what does it matter if you use coal versus natural gas? I think natural gas is probably cleaner. Thanks, Tim. I'm Howie Carr.